This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. During the 80s, I did a number of writings. Perhaps publications didn't take place at the time that things were written, but they're nonetheless the writings of the 80s. Among them is Tafsir Surah Al-Hujurat. And this design of the cover is the original design. This is how I designed it. Currently, it's available with this by International Islamic Publishing House in Riyadh. It has also been widely received very positively and has affected many people, in that I tried to include in it as much knowledge as I could from all the various fields. Actually, there was a conference held in Trinidad in 1980-81. And I was invited by the Awqaf to accompany some sheikhs from Riyadh, from Saudi Arabia and elsewhere, who were going to teach in a conference. It was for 1 week or 2 weeks, preparing du'at, those who would be carrying the message of Islam in the region. So students and others were invited from the region, whether from Belize, from Jamaica, from Barbados, Grenada, from Guyana, South America, as well as Trinidad and Tobago, and other islands. As I said, I was invited there for two purposes. One, that I would translate for the sheikh who was teaching Tajweed, who would be teaching the Quran, Arabic, proper pronunciation of the Quran, since this were for the leading figures in the da'wah of the region. And also, they assigned me Surah Hujurat to teach while I was there. At first, I didn't understand why Surah Hujurat in particular. You know, it was chosen out of the Quran. How many chapters? Why Surah Hujurat? I'd never come across any special mention of Surah Hujurat, you know, from the da'wah perspective, etc. Anyway, as I went about preparing the tafsir from Ibn Kathir and Al-Qurtubi and other mufassirin, as I began putting the tafsir together, and then looking at the situation of Muslims in the Caribbean, the West Indies, and how these verses and concepts were relevant to them, beneficial, etc., etc., I came to understand why they chose the tafsir of Surah Al-Hujurat. Because the tafsir of Surah Al-Hujurat is connected up with community building. It deals with so many issues that are related to community, whether it is establishing the Prophet ﷺ as being the one to be followed by all, or it was treating people equally, that there's no difference of consequence among us except by taqwa, or it was, you know, dealing with other issues of character, you know, backbiting and all these other kinds of things. So the surah is very, very comprehensive. Alhamdulillah, I prepared the tafsir and taught it at the conference. And the notes which I had prepared for it were recopied and circulated amongst those who attended And from there, other copies were made and further circulated. Later on, in the early 90s, as I was starting to publish my own books myself, since I couldn't find publishers, this was among one of the early publications, Tafsir Surah Al-Hujurat. Perhaps among the points which were raised in the tafsir, which was a benefit to Muslims of the region in general, and globally for Muslims. On one hand, I went into riba in depth and, you know, stressed the importance of avoiding it, the great penalties and Islamic view on riba as being very harsh because of the harm that comes from it. But at the same time, you know, I had discussed with brothers there from Trinidad about alternative means of putting their money together and using it and benefiting from it, you know, which was cooperative banking. It became a form of cooperative banking. And from it, they set up a cooperative for Muslims in particular, and which lasted for many years and benefited many people, saved them from the grave sin of dealing in riba. The other thing that came out of the book, the tafsir, Surah Al-Hujurat, was that the naming systems, which a lot of Muslims were confused about and were wiping out their names, their family names, etc., I clarified for them the importance of keeping their family names, you know, and only changing their given names. So for myself, my name was Dennis Phillips. Okay, my given name, Dennis, could change. I changed it to Bilal, you know, but the family name that I came from, that should be maintained. It's my father's name, Bradley Phillips. So the proper naming system, which the Prophet ﷺ approved, you know, was the first name is your given name, the next name after that is your father's name. So, you know, I tried to clarify for them because people were wiping out their names altogether. And they would look down on those people who didn't, who kept any part of their, you know, pre-Islamic name. So I clarified that for a lot of Muslims around the world, new Muslims, etc., and saved them from the negative impact which came from wiping out their family names, where their families look at them as having abandoned them altogether. But of course, there are many other points. Surah Hujurat has so much in it, you know, that this could be a 1-3 hour lecture easily. But just suffice to say, these two points stood out in my mind. And also, you know, warning people from that time of not declaring other people to be kafirs or disbelievers simply because they did something which disbelievers do. You know, that a disbelief in an act doesn't make a person a disbeliever, you know, unless the person in terms of their faith, their iman, their souls, they hold disbelief spiritually.